Chris, I apologize for the delay, beyond my control, and we'll try and begin the next topic, which is the next sif here in Simon Kuf Pei Ches. It's Shir number Lamed Hey, topic Lamed Hey. We have in this sif was dealt with is a woman sees dam in a shfoferis. Okay, she has a rias dam, and she experiences a rias dam. Perhaps it's even a regular period. And we assume that it is a regular period, but she sees it through some sort of a tube, a shofar, some kind of a tube that's inserted in that part of her body. So we have Xeris HaKosev, right? To start again with source number one in Parshas Mitzora, Vayikra Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Yutaz, V'isha Kisiyah Zova, Domi Zova, Bivsara. The magic word, and we've discussed this in the past, is the word Bivsara. Okay, it's on her flesh and so on. So Shiva Siyamim Tiyah Benid also and so on. That's the pasuk. So the Gemara has on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis here in our Masech the Nida. The Gemara has a following question: Boy Minei Rabbi Yirmiyah Berb Zera, source two. Haroa Dam Bishofaris Mahu. Okay, she saw Dam Bishofaris. Rashi explains: Hichnisa Konechol. She inserted some type of a small narrow tube. A hollow tube, but also in that part of the body, and it was dam inside there. Okay, now it's unclear, and we'll discuss how far inserted was this tube. Okay, the assumption is that Rashi's making is that it went all the way, it reaches all the way to the top of the to the point where the where the mucker is, and then we'll have to see whether everyone agrees with that or not. But that's what Rashi says, right? Hiknisa chalol, kana chalol ba'otso mokom, v'nimtza b'socho dam, right? And so the, probably all the way up to the top. Just one second, I have a technical problem here. Yeah. Okay, I apologize. You can hear me okay, right? You can hear me okay? Yeah. Anyway, so maybe not all the way to the top. We'll have to see about that. Anyway, so that's Gemara's kasha. So Gemara says, "Biv sara amar achman v'lo bishofaris." Do we take the word "biv sara" means the dam has to come into contact with their flesh, with the body, and therefore, if it goes into this tube, it never actually touched your body, and therefore, she wouldn't be tummy with that type of ria. Oh, Dilmano, hi, biv sara. I mean, by the way, we learned something else. We discussed earlier in the year. We learned something else from the phrase biv sara. Okay, that she's even before the dam comes out. Remember that she had the status already. If the dam was already in that track, past the uterus, the vaginal track, it's already she becomes tama even before it becomes tama out. Before dam comes out, that's mitam b'vnim kibachutz. So Amar says, Amar le, the answer is the Zera answered b'vsara Amar Achmana v'lo b'shvoferes. Okay, no, we take b'vsara literally. Rashi says dam yezova b'vsara. She hates a derech kosle beis harechem. It's got to come out through that the track. The ain mafsik without anything in the way. Okay, in other words, the blood has to flow directly, from the mukor onto the flesh of the vaginal track. Okay, that's a ain mafsik. Okay, a similar pasuk by Zava, fine. But anyway, that's the word bivsara. Bivsara means that it has to the dam has to come into direct contact with the flesh in that vaginal tract. Okay, that's the Gemara's answer. So the Gemara says, one second, but because the bivsara me ba'alei shemitame b'vim kevachutz. But what about the fact that we already use the, we already have that phrase. Bivsara, that word bivsara used for something else. From the time of it's not imke name across bivasar, right? Ma bivsara. Shmami no tarati. We learned both things out from the pasuk. Okay, fine. Right, Rashi explains from the time of new chumutz. Ma'achas shiotz on a mokal a proza remido kosem miyad he mitama shein kem bizova carry the mitama shetetze to mosal chutz to miyad to miyad. We discussed that back then. But anyway, so we learned both things out of it. So source number four, the shulchan aruch here in our simon kuf pechesiv gimel hichnisa shvoferes. Okay, and the assumption is that this is not derech ria. Okay, in other words, the Shulchan Aruch simply says that there seems to have to contact with the blood and the flesh, so to speak, flesh and blood. So Shulchan Aruch says the dam comes out through the shofar. She's the tahora because that's not considered derech ria. That's not a normal discharge of blood. Yes, Ezra.
Sorry, Rabbi, I joined a little late, so I apologize if I missed this and Rabbi spoke about it. But how, is this similar to what Rabbi mentioned at the beginning of the year with Shlomo Zalman's Truva about blood not touching the skin?
Yeah. We'll see about that. Yeah. I don't know if you tuned in, but we started late, so I had a meeting, so we may not miss it. But yeah, we'll get to Rishon LeZalman. Yeah, we'll get to it. Okay, it's in the Makaris, actually, Rishon LeZalman, part of that tshuva. Anyway, but the issue now is, again, because we're up to Siv Gimel, but yes, it's very much related. So here in Siv Kuf Pei Ches Siv Gimel 4, again, the Shulchan Aruch says, Hichnisa Shofar Shotzia B'dam Torah. And the reason is, because that's not Derech Ra'iyah. Okay, now the question is, I think it is a fundamental question which relates to this, is what does it mean it's not derech ra'iyah? What exactly is meant here by derech ra'iyah? Okay, why is it not derech ra'iyah? Okay, so here we have machlokas haposkim, actually, an achronim discussing. In source number 5, I printed Shuvah's Divrei Chaim. It's Chaim Habersam and Sanzer. I mentioned him the other day also. Divrei Chaim is a Shuvah Yoredeah Chelek Bei Simon Samar Gimel. He writes as follows. And everyone agrees to that, right? You see through this tube, and the dam never comes into contact with these, you know, with the flesh. So everyone agrees with that. But time midrash bivsara velo bishofaris. The word bizar means the flesh inside. Shekain hanida mitame bifnim, right? We said, you're already tame, so kumbur gmor sham, fine. Behine mokor gufa teremitsiosa libsora shabifnim tahora. Okay? Before the dam comes out, you know, when the dam is in the uterus, she's still tahora, right? It's inside her body. Okay? Before the process of menstruation pushes the blood out, when it's still inside the mokor, it's still inside the uterus, she's still tahora at that point for sure. Okay? Bimkain. Kol ikar tumas aishahi be'ais yitzias hadam mehamokar livsar shibifnim. See that? That's an important line, I think, in the Divrei Chaim. Okay, he's saying, obviously, when the dam is inside the mokar, inside the uterus, so that she's not talking at that point. Okay, what makes you her nida? Kol ikar tumas aishahi or who be'ais yitzias hadam mehamokar livsar shibifnim. Okay, when the blood comes out, it's not the dam itself, because when the dam itself is inside the mokor, it's not a problem. It's when the dam exits from the mokor to the flesh in that part of the body. That's what happens. Okay, and then he says, umashi yishave eze mikro b'dam achrei yitzim ibsara shubifnim. If something happens to the dam, dries up, I don't know, if something happens after whatever came out of the mokor, that doesn't bother us or doesn't impact us. She's a nida, because with the moment of truth, so to speak, the moment she becomes a nida is when the dam comes out from the mokor into that into the flesh of the vaginal tract. Okay, and so just like we don't care what happens to the dam after that, v'chein im lo yetze hadam derech habasa shbifnim masai sheyotze me'amokor, if the dam does not flow through the flesh inside after it came out of the mokor, then kevan shalo haya bivsar shbifnim tahora. Then she's tahora, because the moment that nidus sets in is when the blood is pushed out or comes out, you know, from the mokor into that part, into that track. And if it never does because there's a tube in the way, then she never becomes an ida. V'lachein miyotzadam shoras mamokor v'lo noga bivsar shbifnim l'chula amatar migzeres hakasav. Why? I don't know. It's migzeres hakasav bivsara. Sheikar tumas isha matayi mat. Again, he says it at the end. Sheikar tumas isha mashayetze mamokar livsar shibifnim. So that's an important point to understand in any event. Okay, I mean, I this is not my bikis. In the Baraya Shulchan, he sends you to these achronim. Okay, he also sends you to the Tshuva's Oneg Yontif in Siman Pei Dalet, source 6. From the Baraya Shulchan, it says, "B'hocha lo ichpaslan biyitzias adam, d'ha havichatzitza." He phrased it a little differently, okay? The Divrei Chaim did not use the word chatzitza, but the Oneg Yontif says the chatzitza. In other words, a woman, that's what means shalom b'derech ra'iyah, because the dam comes out, the tube that's inside is a chatzitza in between the dam and the flesh of the vaginal tract of the inner part of that part of the body. Okay, so it's a little bit different, okay? The Oneg Yontif, his terminology is a little bit different, but I think he's saying more or less the same thing. You know, he's saying that the blood has to flow through that, the flesh of that part of the body. Again, the Divrei Chaim, it doesn't say chatzitza, it just says it never hits it. It never goes through. So again, I don't think it's a machlokas necessarily, but in any event. So now, according to this approach, according to this approach, the Divrei Chaim and the Oneg Yontif are right. So even if the tube was not inserted all the way into the mokor, okay, she'll still be tahora as long as it was up to the entry point. In other words, the tube reached this tube, this thin tube, reached to the, you know, to the point where the makor and the prosdor meet. Right, again, remember the biology, right? So, in other words, it doesn't have to, the tube does not have to be inserted dafke into the uterus. It's just to go up to the uterus to the point such that when the dam comes out of the uterus and it never touches any flesh after that point, it goes right into the tube. So the tube doesn't have to go into the marker, just to go up to the point of entry of the, you know, prosdor into the uterus, because then the dam, you know, does not hit the fleshy part of that part of the body. Okay. On the other hand, if the tube was all the way inside, okay, and let's say the tube was inserted all the way inside, and then when it came out, let's say the tube did not extend all the way down, so the dam came through the tube, but it hit part of the flesh, or maybe, as we'll see later, you saw some of the makoros, you know, the tube had, you know, sort of little holes or whatever, something cracks in it, and it did hit the flesh, then it's going to be a problem. Okay, because that'll be dark liris bekach. Okay, even if it was inserted all the way inside, okay, but the dam is hitting the flesh at some point, so she's tamea. Okay, you take a look back in Rashi number three, Bishvoferes, right? Rashi said, "Echnisa kana chola ba'osma kovanimtsa b'socho dam." Okay, there it's conceivable anyway that it touched part of the flesh. So I'm just pointing out, you know, according to this approach, the dam never went from the uterus into the flesh, that part of the body. She's tahora. Okay, if it came out through the tube. But even if she didn't insert it all into the mucker, she's still tahora as long as the dam never hits the flesh on the way out of the uterus. Whereas you can have another case where the tube is inserted actually into the uterus, but she could be tame if it, let's say, the bottom or at some other point, it does touch the flesh. You see, that's the shita of these achronim. Okay, now this would seem to be, this is the way some learn it, and it's basically, again, these are achronim to discuss it that I saw in the Baal Shulchan, but really, if you look in the Rishonim, the Rosh, here in our parak, and Nida Parak Gimel, Simon Chaf, the Rosh on this Gemara, 7, quotes the Gemara, Bavin Erev Yirmei, Bezerev, Haro, Adash, Shmao, Kigon, look what he says, Shechnisa Shvoferes Ad HaMokor. And as we'll see shortly, he means Ad V'Ad Bechlal. The Rosh understands that Tahora is the shofar was inserted into the makor. V'yotza dam derech hashofar is olonoga b'vsara b'vsara amar achmana v'lo b'shofar. The Rosh seems to say that the tube was put in to the makor, okay, and the dam came from there. And he said in such a case she's going to be tahora, and he doesn't really. And he mentions, you know, yotza dam derech v'lo noga b'vsara. Okay, so it's hard to say the Rosh could be agreeing. Again, he's before the Zachonim. He could be saying the Iker is Olonoga Bivsara, or he could say, no, the Iker has to be that the Shofar is inserted inside. So if you look at the Rambam, Hilchos Yisur Rabbi Aparakei Alokha Tazayin 8, the Rambam writes, Haisha Shenicha Shofar is Beprozdor. Rambam doesn't say it has to go into the Aramokar, right? Just Beprozdor. Ross Adam Sosh Rosh Tahara, Shenem Adam is Obsar, Ad Shatir Bivsara, Kederach Shanashim Ros, Ain Derach Isha Leros Bishofar. Okay, the Rambam mentions only the Prozdor. So the Rosh is pointing out that even if it went into the, it actually went into the mocker. So the truth is, if you take a look in Source 9, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Balatanya, okay, disagrees with the Divrei Chaim. It's in our simon here, Kuf Peches, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Yardei, Kuf Peches, Sif Ches, he writes, Hichnisha Shofar is Ad HaMokor, that's the Rosh, Pirush Ad Bechlal. He's citing the Rosh, and he understands the Rosh as meaning no. The idea that she's tahora if it goes through shofaris is only if it's ad bechlal. Sheikh nisoso letoch makor damel. The nichnas hadam shofaris votziyoso lechutz. The ain derech noshim liros kain. Umishum hachi tahora. Shenemar adam yezob besar besar velo shofaris. And look what he says. The time of the craw, says the Rav Balatani, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the time of the kralav mishum chatzitzahu. It's not because chatzitza, it disagrees openly with the only yantar. It's not nothing to do with chatzitza. It's not that it's a chatzitza. Okay? Shafofers, mafsekas bein dam lebosser by sachitza. That's not what it is. It's not a chatzitza issue that there's something interrupting a chatzitza in between the dam and the, you know, the flesh of the vaginal canal. That's not the issue. Ela time of the kra mishum ze ein derech noshim liros dam b'zeh ha'inyan Again, he's understanding if the shofaris is put all the way into the mukar, and that, in effect, in a certain sense, pulls the blood out. Okay, in other words, the shofaris here, the shofaris is in effect what opened the mukar, right? I mean, picture yourself for a second. We're dealing with a very, very thin tube. Picture yourself, when they if you give blood, right? So they stick a needle in or something. If you have to, so you know, it's a very thin needle. It goes in and then the skin closes right away, right? But what caused the blood to come out? When they prick your finger, let's say, when you have to give a blood sample or something like that. If you donate blood, right? So they put something sharp. It's very thin, and it goes into the skin. And then right away, you know, they hold the thing against it and it stops. And then the skin closes again. But what motivated, or I don't know what the right word is, what pushed the blood out, in effect, may have been the shofaris. That, says the Baal HaTanya, is the issue. You hear? Not the derech re'iyah lira, derech hanashim liros, the way the derech re'iyah is that the menstrual cycle is what forces the blood out, right? At a certain point, you know, the anatomical or the biological forces push the blood out. That's what pushed it, not some external thing that pushed the blood out. You hear what he's saying? It's a different point. Okay, he said the issue here is it's the shofaris which opened up the makar and in effect pushed out the blood. That's called shalom kederech riyah. That's why with the shofaris it's not called Aria's Damnida, and that's why she's Tahora with the shofaris. Again, there's no argument about it. Shoharuk says back and forth, right? Ichnisa shofaris otia dam otia badam Tahora. So the Divrei Chaim and the Ornei Yontif say why? Because the blood never touched. The magic moment or the critical moment is when the blood hits the walls of the vaginal. That's what makes you need it. That's the Divrei Chaim. The Shulchan Aruch Rav is not saying that. Shulchan Aruch Rav is saying that no, what makes you need it is that the normal biological factors push at a certain point whenever it's ready, push the dam out. Okay. And when you stick a shofaris in, it's a shofaris that causes the dam, or at least pulls some of the dam out. That's what he says. That's the Baal HaTanya. Okay. She'ein derech noshim, third line towards the end. She'ein derech noshim, lewis dam b'ze'inyan, v'lo tima akosav ele kesherah, k'derech shanosh megilarios. V'afal pi shechnisa shofaris otocha mokor, v'ein psich zeker v'lo dam. Okay. He'll come on. Even though we assume, we'll talk about that, that at any time you open, there is dam, and it is called dam nida. That to dam shayde psichas akever derech noshimu, that is considered menstrual blood. Hachamari b'shofaris shel kanesh udak below niftach akever al yado. Here we're talking about a tube that's extraordinarily thin. I mean, again, you can speak to your wives when they do these, internal examination that part of the body. The instruments are so, especially today, the instruments are razor thin. It's not like when the Baal HaTanya is saying, we say ein psichas akever lo dam. That's when the uterus actually opens up. Here, like the example I gave you with pricking your finger, it doesn't actually open. It opens up enough for droplets of blood to come out, but it doesn't open up, right? So the Baal HaTanya says, when it says ein psichas akever lo dam, that's when the uterus opens up. Okay, so that's going to be dam nida. But here, this tube, he says, was hachamari b'shofar shofanish udak. Below niftach hakever al yado, doesn't open it up right away. The comments of Simon Zan and so on. Okay. Now he acknowledges in the parentheses, Ava Bishwoferis, Ava, thicker of Shuferis, Shakerin it's a redok, Kion Shiev Shal Sils Kevelo Dam, Kaven rather, Shiev Shal Sils Dam, but there are Nashmi Lios Dam with Epsils a Kever, Eina Shuferis Moelos Atara Dam, that he admits. If it's a wider instrument, a wider tube, and it opens up that, okay, that's for sure. Okay, that's normal. Demolish niftach al yado, al yaday Vlad Shalom or mechuta chochich tizbas, like we find with when she discharges, when she miscarries, and so on and so forth. It opens it up. Okay, anyway, that's what I want to bring from the Baal HaTanya, and this is all based on the Rosh. And he says the end kain das atush ronol fi das harosh. Okay, so according to this, okay, she's not tahora because the dam didn't touch the flesh of the body, but rather because this re'iyah was caused by something else. This opening was caused by something else, namely the shofaris. Okay? But again, that's only if she inserted the shofaris into the makor. Okay? If she had a regular re'iyah, according to the Baal HaTanya, if she had a regular, let's say the tube was lowered down, the way the Divrei Chaim says, right? Only came up to the entrance. She had a regular period, a regular re'iyah. Okay, just it happened to come out through this tube, and after says the Balatan, that wouldn't be Tahara. Of course, that's this. She's an Eder. The blood was pushed out of the mukkah in the normal fashion. That's called Derech Ra'iyah. Of course, it's not normal to have a walk around with a shofaris inside. You're right. But that doesn't impact, according to the Balatanya, Derech Ra'iyah. But that's what it means. You know, of course, it's not normal Derech Ra'iyah. I mean, we agree. But in terms of halacha, in terms of halachic import of that, you know, statement of Ain Derech Ra'iyah. So there, the tube, so to speak, you know, if it doesn't reach all the way into the mukkar, which is what some say, and maybe that's what Rashi said, that's what Rambam seems to say in the prose door, says the Balatanya, that's not going to exempt her from being an Eder because it was pushed out in the normal way. It had to come out through something else. Okay, but then she's going to be Tamea. Okay, so, So Dam that came out by itself just happened to be through Shofar. It's going to be Tamei. Okay. So that's against the Divrei Chaim. So Avni Nezer, I printed the parts of two consecutive tshuvas in 10 and 11. So Yerodei Chelik Yerodei Simon Reish Chav Dalad. You know, it's Dalad. He writes, Atam Mishum Chatzitza Vipali Pulitza. It means that's cracked. We'll get back to that. The Lekha Chatzitza Tmeya. Right? He said, Rabbana Basra Yisrael. He quotes that to say the issue is that it's not touching the walls or the flesh. So therefore, if it has cracks in it, it would be a problem. Then Rabbana Basra Yisrael Atam Mishum Shalo Rasa Kederech Ria Me'atzma or the owner Shavagufa below Bigram Hachnasa Shofaris. He's saying, it seems to me, that Ebenezer is saying more like the Shulchan Aruch Harav, right? He said, become a Nida when Derech Ria Me'atzma on her own, biologically, the owner Shavagufa, whatever pressure there is in the body, it's a physical thing, below Bigram Hachnasa Shofaris, but not because of some other thing that opened it up. And the next is Simon Reish Chav Hei in the Chuvas Ebenezer, it was Mem Vav, 11. Uludidan, the Torah came and she ain't a tam mishum chatzitza. He says, not because of chatzitza. In Cain, ain't kam mishiach lo kalatan de lo chayshul chatzitza. We also refer to Barash, the Rabbanan tam heter shofaris mishum de ain't der chloschach mavur de zula zahat tam after chotzitz. If there would have been seeing, and he understands, it would have been seeing in a normal fashion, meaning what opened the mucker was the anatomical, biological activities of the body. That's what opened it up. And it just came out through a chatzitza, that wouldn't change anything to be tummy. So according to this, she's tahora dafka if she inserted the shofaris into the mukkar itself. Okay. But if she just went up to the point of the mukkar and lemaisa, the dam came through on its own, but the dam came through in normal biological activities, so then she's going to be tamea, even if it never touched those walls. So that's these achronim. It's based on this. As of this, take a look here in the Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo. Shlomo printed in 12. Mincha Shlomo is again Shlomo's on Arbach here in Tinyana Simon Ayin Beis Anaf Beis Oshei. Okay, 12. Okay, Ibinyan Rosh Adam Bishofaris. Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo Simon Ayin Beis Chelik Tinyana Simon Ayin Beis Anaf Beis Oshei. B'dam near the Afagav Shekasav Shigam Bishasra. He was asked the following question basically, because you know we could argue if there's any of this really relevant. Is any of this relevant nowadays or not, right? I mean, always trying to get things down to halacha lemaisa. How many people, how many women are seeing in this unusual fashion? It doesn't come up. But here's where it does come up. Shlomo Zalman has a very fascinating kula. So Shulchan Aruch Harav argues that the insertion of the tube itself was what causes the Rias Nida. Okay, and the dam is not coming out its own. It's coming because something else opened the makor. So that's not called the Rias Nida. And again, that's true only if I stress the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Avnei Nezer, that's true only if the tube, the shofaris, went into the mukkar itself. Okay. And by the way, it would appear that this kula also would not apply, I'm going to add this now, at a time she gets her regular period. Okay. It would seem not to apply at a time she gets her regular period, although they don't say that. And that's the basis of Shlomo Zalman's kula. Shlomo Zalman was discussing the following situation. Okay, a woman having difficulty conceiving, infertility. Okay, and then we're always looking for ways to make it easier for a person to conceive. And the problem is that she has her infertility is because of a very short cycle of when she ovulates. So you know, by the time she ovulates, she's in need again. Okay, so she never has. Again, that's her biological cycle of the ovulation, and therefore it's very difficult for her husband to you know, if to hit it at the right time, she become pregnant, Okay, so Rav Shlomo Zalman was asked, do we have any heterim not to make the woman wait so long before they go to the mikveh? Can we get rid of maybe, you know, go back to the Torah's way? She can go after 7 days, you know, or maybe get rid of Rav Zeira's chumrah the 5 days before, you know, all these extra chumras. That's what Shlomo Zalman was asked about in this tshuva. So he says, 12, Barom near the Afagav Shekazon Shagam B'shasach HaGadol Iyav Shalah HaKel V'lavar HaChumrah Rav Zeira. He's not comfortable saying we can get rid of the Chumrah of Zera, you know, the extra days before the 7 days. We can't. And we require Shiva Nekiyim. He said, even a Shasach HaGadol, we can't get around those requirements. But, he says, Mikol Malkum, Nosita Takon Acheres, La'osan Noshim, Asher Nafshim, Shizal Haktim Tvilosan. We have another Eitzef woman who want to go to the mikveh earlier. And that is, okay, V'hu Shetilba Sha'isha Yomi Yomayim Lifnei Aveses, Shfoferes Shogumi Dak Al Pi HaMokor, Yesogur umuhudak heite val pia moker, but often shafil tipas dam pochos mikichardo lo sucha lotzes michutz lishvoferes. Bakotza shen shosheres ye pasuach penim shalachar chutz lagufa mamish. But often is the key on the fourth line. Shakol hadam hayotze mina ishalo yiga klal bivsor shivifnim. He comes up with, according to this approach. Okay, according to this approach of the Divrei Chaim and so on and so forth. So it won't work with Shulchan Arab, right? But according to the approach that we're concerned about Chatzitza, which Nezer recorded, even though he didn't seem to agree with it, okay? But that was the Divrei Chaim, that was the only Yantav. There are other Achronim who say like that. So he says, good, so here the woman, when she's expecting her period, she'll insert some kind of a tool, but very carefully and very precisely, and maybe a GYN will insert it for her. And in that way, whatever dam comes out, it'll come through the shofar, and she'll never become an either. And that's how she can become pregnant. You know what I mean? He's not necessarily advising us all the time, but he says, in these kind of situations, we have perhaps room to be makel in this regard, right? He says, you put it in such a way, and again, it has to be put in tight, and he's disagreeing with Shulchan Aruch Rav, okay? He says the key to the din of shofar is not, like the Shulchan Aruch Rav said, that it's the shoferis that's opening the mukkah and causing the dam to come out. No, he's agreeing with the other achronim, you know, the Rechaim and so on, who say that the key to the din is that a reyes dam with a chatzitza is not a valid reyes dam. It's a tub. The shoferis is considered a chatzitza between the dam and the flesh of that part of the body. Okay. And in which case, it makes no difference whether this happens during the middle of her cycle when it's a regular period. See, according to the Balatanya, okay, if it's a regular period, so then it's hard to say, even if she sticks the shofaris into the mokor, but she's experiencing a period now, so it may well be that it wasn't the shofaris that pulled it out. But according to that's an afkamina. According to the Divrei Chaim and according to the Yontif, no, it'll work anytime. Even if it's a regular period, even if it's really a regular period, but Lamaisa, again, the moment of truth, says the Divrei Chaim, is when the dam comes out of her mokor and hits the flesh of the vaginal canal. So good. So, you know, or the cervix, you know, that's at that point. Okay. So, now if you remember Shlomo Zalman, maybe that is what that's referring to. Shlomo Zalman held that the opening of the cervix, okay, is already, it was called the psichos hakeret. We mentioned that in the past. But in any event, so Shlomo Zalman says you can insert a tube. She can insert a tube up into the outer opening of the cervix and leave it there during her period. And when she finishes bleeding, remove the tube and she's completely mutter. And then they can be with each other. She become pregnant. Problem solved. That's what Shlomo Zalman's eights over here. Because everything comes out. Derech HaShoferes. And of course, after the 7 days are up, when she stops bleeding, tafsik b'tara, k'nida d'raisa, she'll do hefsik tara. Okay, and he says she has to go to the mikveh and so on, without a brocha, just in case. Okay, on the d'raisa level, we won't go into all those details. Anyway, that was Shlomo Zalman's kula, so to speak. Okay, and but Lamaisa, this kula was not widely accepted, and it seems that even Shlomo Zalman changed his mind later. It's a clever solution, but again, first of all, now we're going to accept that whole definition of shoferis anyway. We have the Balatanya and Avnezer saying the other way, okay? And second of all, it's very, very difficult, practically speaking. The school is very difficult, practically speaking, to insert it so tightly to make sure that no dam goes anywhere else but inside the shoferis. That's a neat trick also. So therefore, today we'll try and manipulate the woman's cycle through medication, through other types of things, you know, so she can ovulate, the other tricks and other things to do to try and, you know, help her conception. But an interesting cool of the Melechus Shlomo. Again, he seems to retract it at the end. Anyway, it's an interesting thing on the basis of this discussion. Okay, so that's point one. Point two, the next piece in the Gemara, okay, on Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis, going over to Chaf Beis and Aleph 13. Okay, Lema Shvoferes Tanoihi. The Gemara proposes. Are you with me now? So everyone got those acronym? Okay, move on now. The fight in the Gemara. Okay, that's relevant to this simon. Again, this is all Siman Kuf Peches Siv Gimel, which is Gemara simply rules that Echnisa Shvoferes Otzia Dor Adam Tahorim. Fine. The Gemara now asks Lema Shvoferes Tanoihi. Okay, maybe the question of whether or not seeing Dam through Shvoferes, how will we learn it? It makes her need that maybe it's a machlokas tanoim, the Tanya. Hamapeles chaticha. Okay, if a woman discharges a chaticha. Chaticha means, you know, it means like a slice, but it means like a mass of blood, of like a shapeless, formless mass. Okay, she discharges that. And they have lots of blood in it. Afo pi shemalei adam. Okay, even though there's dam inside this, it's flesh. It's, you know, it's something that she discharges, a clump. Okay, it comes out. Okay, so and there's blood inside it. So afopi shemaleya, there's full of blood inside, but it's encased or it's enveloped in this chaticha, the flesh. All right, so yesh ima dam on top of it. She has dam on top of it. Then tameya. Okay, then tameya. You will have tahara, but if not, she's tahara. Even though blood came out, but the blood was wrapped in this or encased in this chaticha. Reb Leza Omer. Rebeleza says, Bibsara, and there's a kasha, Bibsara, velo bishvir, velo bechaticha. Okay? He said, this dam is tar because the tar says dam is over Bibsara, and not in shvir. Shvir is like, Rashi explains in the next page, I'm sorry, the Rashi in the next page in 14. Shvir, or havlad kodem shenivru besocho gidim atzomus uvosar. An unformed embryo. Right? An embryo. It means an unformed embryo. Okay? That's the shvir. Okay? An unformed embryo. So even though there's blood inside, right? But it doesn't matter because it's in this embryo that she discharges, part of a miscarriage, and it never formed, and that never developed anything. So it was just this embryo, like what do you call it, the embryonic sac, I think it's called, right? The embryonic sac. So basically it's mush at this point, right? So anyway, so that comes out. So says the Reb Elazar. That's the Reb Elazar. Reb Elazar says, "Bivsar v'lo b'shir v'lo b'chaticha." So this dam is tar, okay? Even though, you know, it comes through the vaginal tract, but travels through, it's inside this chaticha, this mass or this sphere inside this embryonic sac, and it comes out that way. So the Gemara, so it's tahara. So the Gemara says right away, "Reb Elazar, hana tanakama, what's the machlokas?" They both said it's tar. Tanakama also said, "Miyishim adam on top of it, it's tamei, otherwise not." So Emo, you're right. He's not arguing. We should amend the text to read Emo Sher Rabbi Eliezer Omer, right? So you read. Go back to the first line. Hapelat Tanya. Hapelat Chaticha. Avav Yishem Le'adam. Yishem Adam Pevim Lav Tor Sher Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Because Rabbi Eliezer says, etc. Right? So it's not. You're right. Not a machlokus. Sher Rabbi Eliezer Omer. But then there's another opinion. Bechachamim Omerim. Ein Ze Dam Nida El Adam Chaticha. This dam is not called Dam Nida. It's called Dam Chaticha. So the Gemara says again, so it sounds like he's saying the same thing. Tana kama nami tahori mitar. So everyone's mitar. You know, he says also, right? He's saying, ain ze dam nida el adam chaticha. Okay, it's also tar. So what's the machlokas? It's still no machlokas. The Gemara says, no. Ela de pale piluye ika benayu. Pale piluye means the chaticha or the shafir, right, has cracks. Okay, pale piluye means there's cracks. Rashi says, "Sheyesh bo shuros bikuim mibachutz v'adam sham." You know, it's got the blood can come out, right? There are cracks, there are openings. Okay, the piluye ikabenayu. Tanakama and Reb Elazar, we said, agrees with Tanakama. Savri bivsara velo b'shvir velo b'chaticha. Say no, but lamaisa it didn't come out, touching her flesh. It came out through a shvir and chaticha. Who are dinas for ferris? But Hani mili hecha de shia. That's only if it's shia means smooth. That's only if it's taka smooth. There are no cracks. Aval pali peluye tamea. My time at bibsara karina bay. The Tanakama and Reb Elazar, who hold that we have the Joshua B'Sar of Elobu Shri B'Elobu Chaticha, that's as long as the Shri and the Chaticha have no cracks, it's smooth. So then Taka the Dam never comes into contact with the walls of the, of the flesh, of that part of the body. My time of B'Sar Kriyan Bay, okay, but if it is polypolyte, if it's cracked, it cracks, then it does come into contact. Okay, it does come into contact, with the flesh. And then the Rabbanan say, no, Avas Rabbanan Lemeimar, Afal Gav de Palipil, even their cracks, it's still not a problem because Ein Zed Damnida la Dam Chaticha. But Damnida Vadai, but if it would be Damnida, then she'd be Tameh. And Afilu B'Shvoferes Nami. According to the Tanakama, it's the reason why this is okay. It's because it's Damnida, not Dam Chaticha. I'm sorry, it's Dam Chaticha, not Damnida. But if it'll be real Damnida, then the fact that there's a Shvoferes there, someone else, it doesn't help. I don't care. Okay? Even with the Shvoferes there, it will be a problem. All right, so according to the, and I don't care how smooth it is, Shofar is usually smooth. I don't care how smooth it is. According to the Tanakam Reb Elezer, the fact that they would hold it by a Shofar is, it'll be okay because there are no cracks, okay? There are no cracks, and therefore it never touches the flesh, and therefore it's okay. But the Rabbanan say, no, even if there are cracks, it's mutter in the case of the Chaticha because it's not Damnida. But if it would be Damnida, it would take be Usher, and even through a Shofar is. That's the Gemara. So Amar Abai, but Shofar is cool. Amar Al Pliy the Torah. No, he says by Shofar is every agrees his Torah. Keep Pliy bechaticha. Mar Savar Darko Shel Isha Liros Dam bechaticha. Mar Savar, that's the Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer who agree that Darko Shel Isha Liros Dam bechaticha. Umar Savar ain't Darko Shel Isha Liros Dam bechaticha, and therefore she's Torah. And Rava Amar the Kule Alma ain't Darko Shel Isha Liros Dam bechaticha. That's Abai. Abai says that there's no argument by Shofar is. Okay. The only argument is by Chaticha. Okay, by Shofaris, all agree it's okay. The problem is by Chaticha. Is that considered darko or not? And Rava says, no, the Kula Alma ain't darko shlisholos dam b'chaticha. The Hocha, the different Machoka, it's all together. The Hocha b'isha Torah mokor mekoma tomei kamiflegi. That's a question of whether the dam in the uterus is automatically tomei at all times. The Rebelezer sovar isha tahora, the dam tomei, the ha'asi derech mokor. Okay, even the woman can be Tahora, okay? The woman can be a Tahora, but the Dam will be Tame because it came out, Derech HaMokra. And our abundance, so we're not Isha Tahora, Mokra Mekoma Tahora. Okay, it's a different Machlokas. Anyway, that's the Gemara over there on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. And then the Rashi I have over here, okay? Yeah, let's see. So look in the third Rashi, Tanakama. This is the early part of the Gemara, still on Chof Aleph Amud Beis. Okay, Tanakama lo matarla only exerts a kosev. Sober high dam Torah mishum chatzitzi Torah because it exerts a kosev. Therefore, shofaris will also be okay because the chatzitza. But that's only provided the shia chaticha v'adam besocha lo noga. They never touch it. Aval hecha the pali puya. But if it's cracked v'adam sham v'nogei berechem, if the dam touches, so then tamei the karina bivsara. Okay, that's what we said. However, Rabbi said, the only machok is by chaticha. Look at the next Rashi in 15. Rabbi says, ki pligi b'chaticha, u depale paluye, de tanakama savar b'vsara lemute to chaticha, avodam anir ebi b'koim tame, the ha b'vsara kreen above, rabbana b'sray, savar no, afilu pale paluye tahora, that's what we quoted by the Chorim earlier, rabbana b'sray, savar no, afilu pale paluye tahora, de ain't a dam nida, de ain't dar koshalisha liros dam b'chaticha. So Isha Tahora the Lav Re'iyahi Umiutipas Damatama Taros Dimnogavan Vesa Isha Tumas Erev Vishunog Mokha the Kra Mitaros Ria Miyate Velomi Tuma. Okay, the Rashi just adding the issue of the Isha Tahora according to Rava. Okay, we're talking about Isha Tahora, so that's not considered Re'iyah, but the Dam itself, we discussed that also. Dam itself, Mitama, if she touched the Dam. Okay, different issue. And abundance every Dam Nami Tor, the Dam is also Tor because Mokha Makomo, Tahor. Okay, so that's the sugi over there. Now, just to make a point. So again, according to Rashi, if you take a look in that Rashi, do muscle keep pligi. Okay, so according to Rashi, again to summarize, right? According to Abaye, so it's again. So the Gemara, according to Abaye, there's a machlokas regarding dam bechaticha whether it's dark or shalisha liros. To a chaticha or not. According to Rava, everyone agrees it's not darko shlisha liros, and the machlokas is whether makom or koma tome or not. Okay, that's the machlokas. According to this Rashi, when Abaye says pilipuli, he's talking about dam chaticha. Okay, pilipuli is talking about the dam of the chaticha. It's cracked. Okay, and there are openings and so on. So the issue here again, according to him, is it would be chatzitza. All right, but that's what Rashi says. Also, take a look in the. Well, I first printed another Rashi on Tezayin and Aleph 16. Mokom Mekomotome, Mekomotome, Chol Dam Abod Derech Sham. Okay. That's Mokom Mekom HaTomei. I don't care what is part of a period or not. He's just explaining what Mokom Mekom HaTomei means. I didn't explain it before, so I'm mentioning it here. V'chol dam habo derech sham, v'afilu eino dam nida havi avatuma l'tamei odom tumas erev v'noga v'taras tmeim. Okay, that's again. So she can be tar, but the dam can be mitame for taras purposes. All right. Anyway, just look at Tosis. Okay, Tosis says on Chav Beis Min Aleph and Nida on this daf, you must keep pligi. Pirush Hakuntu the Parabel of Koshet. Im Kain Hashta Ain Derechlu Is Dam Katira Berish Ain Dam Nidos. Lohav Tosis says. And according to Tosas, we're talking about a chaticha that's like a shvoferes and that it's chotzeitz. He again holds that the issue is chatzitza. So according to Rashi, when Abaye says pale peluye, okay, we're talking about a chaticha, right? Where meaning that because of pale peluye, because there are cracks, the dam touches the flesh, and that's the machlokas. Okay, Rabbi Lezer and the Tanakama hold the tame in that case. But the Chachamim will still say tar, okay? Because it's chatzitza, right? That's according to Abaye, that's what Abaye says. But according to Tosas, we're talking about a chaticha which was smooth, that was like a shvoferes, okay? Well, it is certainly a chatzitza. Machokas is whether darka liros bekachanat. Okay, that's according to Tosas. According to Tosas, the chaticha is like a shvoferes, and that it is chotzeitz. But the issue is not chatzitza. The issue is whether darko liros behochi or not. All right, we'll see. The Rosh is a whole different take on the sugi, which we'll continue with. Because I just wanted to end. Well, first I just want to mention one thing. We mentioned Dibrei Chaim and the Avnei Nezer. I had those tshuvas, and Avnei Nezer disagrees with Dibrei Chaim on this issue. The Avnei Nezer was a Shana. I'll just say something quickly about Hanukkah. The Avnei Nezer, since it's the last time we're meeting, I guess, the Avnei Nezer, Avnei Nezer is a genius. Well, he's very sharp geniuses. And so at one point, they wanted to read a shidduch between the Avnei Nezer and the daughter of the Divrei Chaim, Chassidim. So the Avnei Nezer came as a young man, so he came to meet the Divrei Chaim. To post him. And so obviously the Rechaim wanted to give him a faher, to see if he's, right to marry his daughter, Talmud Chacham, and so on. So he gave him a faher and so on. And then the Abnezer, did very well, I guess. And then they had to stop to go to Abminuch or something like that. They went to Abminuch, whatever they did. And then they came back. So the Rechaim said, I'd like to give you another faher. So Abnezer said, he was a young kid, very sharp. Said, okay, but if that's the case, then I have to give you a fahir. What's the pshat? He said, why is that? So the Abnezer said like this. He said, why does the father-in-law give the potential son-in-law a fahir? Because the Gemara says you should marry off your daughter to a Talmud Chacham. So the father-in-law wants to ascertain that this daughter is taka marrying a Talmud Chacham, right? That's why he wants to give a fahir. Good. So I said, that's why he gave me a fahir. But the truth is, says the Abnezer, the same Gemara says that a person should marry himself, a person should marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. So how come the son-in-law doesn't also give the father-in-law a fahir to ascertain that they're marrying a daughter of a Talmud Chacham? Why don't we ever find that? We never find the son-in-law gives the father-in-law a fahir. So the answer is, he said, presumably, is because the prospective son-in-law relies on a fahir that the father-in-law gave him. Right, we already have been established in Talmud Chacham. So you rely on that previous fahir. So I don't have to give you fahir but then I see now you don't rely on one fahir. You gave me fahir earlier before me. You're not relying on one fahir. You want to give me a second fahir. So therefore, you don't rely on one fahir. So I'm not going to rely on one either. I'm not going to rely on what your father-in-law gave you. I want to give you a fahir. So supposedly, the Divrei Chaim. That was the end of it. He said, this kid's too sharp. He's too, he didn't want to have the shidduch. He said, I bet he should go to the Kutzker Rebbe. Kotzker Rebbe is also very sharp. And that's the Avnezer married the daughter of the Kotzker Rebbe. He's too sharp, send him to Kotzk. So he sent them off to Kotzk. Okay, anyway, I'll stop over here today because I started late and I apologize. We had that meeting. Maybe I'll just say, should I record it? Maybe I'll say one thing about the Chanukah. By the way, I tried to arrange for yesterday, and today we were snowed out. It turned out they were pretty right about the forecast, although I don't know if we had a foot here. I don't know, but we had a lot of snow. Yesterday I couldn't get it together because people were leaving early, but my son Yaakov told me that we could possibly have something next week, post Hanukkah. So we'll see what we can see where I can pull off. Because apparently a number of Rebbeim were planning to have something yesterday and today, and it all fell apart. Okay, I'll just say one very quick thought, if I may, about Hanukkah. And I'm not going to make a separate recording about it, but just to point out, the last day of Hanukkah is called in the Hasidic circle Zos Hanukkah. In recent rabbinic literature, not in the early Hasidic, they call it Zos Hanukkah. Presumably because we lane, at the very end of the lane, we lane Zos Hanukkah Samizbeach, right? Which is Zos Hanukkah. That's the end of Hanukkah, Zos Hanukkah Samizbeach. And by the Chassidim, the night of the day of Zohar, they have Sudas and Zmiras and the Tishas and so on and so forth. As a matter of fact, it's considered to be a little bit like almost like a Yom Noraim flavor to it. The pasuk that says, I think it's an Haftar of Parsha Shmos, Bezos Sichupa Rabon Yaakov. Bezos. The final decision was not Yom Kippur. Not after Shemesh, not even Hashanah Rabbah, till the end of Hanukkah. Bezos Yichupar Avon Yaakov. So there's some element of tshuva, and final seal is at the end of Hanukkah. Bezos Yichupar Avon Yaakov. And the joke is that when the Sana Tokef, that we say on Shem Kippur, so the Miva Eish, Miva Maya, Miva Skila, Miva Chanika, right? Who on Hanukkah, right? That's how they pronounce it. Not spelling correctly. Okay, anyway, Miba Chanukah. But anyway, so that's what's the idea? So I just wanted to say maybe just a little bit of Derech HaDrush, but I remember the more cynical people say, yeah, by us, the Yom Noram never over. it's always there. But they extend another couple of months. But it's a very interesting thing. You look in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan is in Hilchos Chanukah. The Aruch HaShulchan has a very interesting statement. He has from a Chazal that the year of Chanukah, okay, that the year of Hanukkah, the Aruch HaShulchan, if you want to look it up, it's in Tov Reish Ayin Sif Hey. They begin the first Simon Hilchos Hanukkah. He says that year that the Greeks were there in Eretz Yisrael and so on, they were there, including Sukkot. And so you could not have the activities of the Beis HaMikdash of Sukkot during Sukkot proper because the Greeks were present in the Beis HaMikdash and had defiled it, etc. So then when they reconquered 25th of Kislev, why they make 8 days? Again, we have the Beis Yosef's Kasha and the others. Why they make 8 days? Because they wanted to model it after Sukkot. They modeled it after Sukkot. And there are a number of parallels between Sukkot and Hanukkah, 8 days long, Hallel every day, a number of parallels. And maybe that explains why Beis Shammai bring up the Porei HaChag in connection with the Mahajan and Mahajan. We don't pass it, Beis Shammai brings up Porei HaChag, a number of things. Okay, they're connected to, so the Hanukkah became like a substitute Sukkot. So now there's more to it than that. Okay, if you know about Sukkot, which you do, you look in the Mishnayos in the last parak of Sukkot. So a big celebration of Sukkot had to do with the Beis HaMikdash and particularly the Mizbeach, right? They every day with the Arovis, they marched around, we do around the Bimah, but they marched around the Mizbeach one time every day of Sukkot with the Arovis, and then on Hoshana Rabbah, the seventh day, they went around seven times, right? There's a Mishnayos in Sukkot, right? They went around, and they would place the Arovis again, these giant Arovis. Arovis grow, you know this, right? You've seen Arovis growing in the wild, they grow very large. I had for a while an Arovis bush on the side of my house. Somehow it was never, the way it ripened, I wasn't usually able to use it too well often for Sukkot, but it grew to such a point that my wife finally said, Ad Khan, because it was like near my back door. So if you opened the back door, the whole half the tree landed up in the kitchen. It was enormous, So you have these very large arovas, which they put over the Mizbeach, Amas high, against the Mizbeach. And then, of course, they would have the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, which had to do with the Mizbeach. And one of the things the Mishnah says that when they departed after all these ceremonies, they would say, Yofi Lach Mizbeach, Yofi Lach Mizbeach. right? That's a Mishnah Sukkah. They praise the Mizbeach. So that's another connection, because Hanukkah, in addition to the oil and everything with the menorah, people forget about this, but a very basic aspect of Hanukkah was also to rededicate the Mizbeach. Rededicated the Mizbeach. Okay? That's a Mishnah Midos. That there was a special, they had to take up, they took apart the Mizbeach, the outer Mizbeach. They took all the stones from the outer Mizbeach, they knocked them down and put them in a chamber. If you want to look it up, it's Mishnah Midos, Perak Aleph Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah Midos says they put the stones in one of these chambers and they built a new Mizbeach. They built a new Mizbeach. So we know about the menorah and the oil and everything else, good. But not taking away from that, but another aspect of Hanukkah was the building of Mizbeach. And building a new Mizbeach and so on. And so that also connects it to Sukkot. And by the way, in Moe's Torah, we say, right, Ozeg Mor B'Shir Mizmor, Chanukah HaMizbeach. There's another aspect of Hanukkah, which again, perhaps another time I'll give a broader shir on it. I hope to speak about it actually tonight in my shul shir. But the idea of this parallel to Sukkot, so the end of Sukkot does have a Yom HaDin aspect to it. Hoshana Rabbah. And the Shemitah Seris also, right? It was Geshem and so on. So maybe that's another reason why the end of Hanukkah is those Hanukkah also has a little bit of a Yom HaDin aspect to it, because Hanukkah kind of took the place of Sukkot that year, and we commemorate Hanukkah. So we also have this notion of Zos Hanukkah being a time when, you know, we do tshuva and we hope our tefillahs are answered. Maybe it's a propitious occasion. This year it's unusual. It's a Friday. This year, it's a very rare occasion this year that we have Parshas Miketz without the Haftarah of Shabbos Hanukkah. Famous Haftarah this week, Miketz. It's Shlomo Melech splitting the baby, right? That's this week's Haftarah, which almost never read. So Miketz is almost always Shabbos Hanukkah. Very rare. I don't think it's happened in 20 years that we had Miketz without being Hanukkah like we have today. So anyway, so maybe it's a time that we in the beauty and the joy of Hanukkah and the light of Hanukkah, all that's important, but it's also an aspect of of committing, recommitting what we said during Yom Ha'arayim and so on. Maybe it's a good idea to recommit to that on Zos Hanukkah as well. Okay, just wanted to share that thought. Stop the recording.
Thanks, Rabbi.